A week later, Fenella arrived at the school. She was welcomed by the school secretary and given a cup of coffee in the staff room. Then the secretary took her to Rod's classroom. "Here you are," said the secretary to Rod, as if Fenella was a parcel she was delivering. Rod looked up from the child-sized chair where he sat, helping a group of children with some writing. Fenella's heart jumped. Teresa hadn't been exaggerating when she'd said Rod looked like Tom Cruise, but she hadn't mentioned his lovely warm smile and his gentle manner with the children. Rod stood up, apologizing to the children for having to interrupt their lesson, and came over to Fenella. "Hi," he said, smiling. "Take a seat." He indicated an armchair on the carpet. "It's really kind of you to come in like this. Has anyone given you a coffee?" "Oh, yes, thank you," said Fenella, sitting down and taking some pages out of her bag. "Now, listen to me, everybody," said Rod, turning to his class. "We're very lucky today because we have a visitor, a very special visitor, who helps to make the books we read in school. I'd like you all to come quietly and sit on the carpet, so she can tell you about her very important job."
"I know her," came Timothy's excited voice. "I know you, don't I?" he said to Fenella.
Fenella smiled and touched his hair. "You do, yes," she said. Rod smiled at Fenella, and her heart jumped again. The talk went well. The children were very interested and sat with open mouths as Fenella showed them some original drawings and compared them to the drawings in some published books. "Everyone starts off making mistakes," she told them. "Sometimes artists try the same drawing 10 or 20 times before they get it right. Put your hand up if sometimes you try a drawing and it comes out all wrong." A forest of hands shot into the air. "Well, if you keep trying, like these artists do, you can get it right in the end," she said. She went on to talk about some of the authors she worked with. The children knew the names of some of them and were delighted to think Fenella had met them. "That was great," said Rod when Fenella had finished and the children had gone off for lunch. "They were really interested, and it takes a lot to interest some of them." He laughed. "Hey, would you like to come for a quick lunch at the pub over the road? I'd like to talk to you more about publishing."
"I'd love to," said Fenella, thinking there was nothing she would like more right now.
They sat outside in the late summer sunshine, eating bread and cheese and drinking fruit juice. "I'm going to tell you something," said Rod, after they had chatted for a while about their different jobs. Fenella looked at him, slightly surprised. What on earth was he going to tell her?
"I've written a couple of children's stories myself," he said, "and I wondered if you'd take a look at them."
Fenella laughed with relief.
"I'd love to look at them," she said. "We're always looking for new talent."
"Oh, thank you," he said. "I haven't actually shown them to anyone else. I'm a bit embarrassed about them. They might be dreadful. But you must see a lot of dreadful attempts at writing for children, so you'll be used to it."
Fenella laughed again. "I do," she said, "but I'm sure yours won't be one of them." Rod smiled at her. For a brief second, their eyes met. He noticed the deep brown of hers, the look of sadness, and felt suddenly that he'd like to know her better. But it was almost time for afternoon school to begin.
"Listen," he said, "I'll send you my stories at the publisher's, shall I?"
"Be sure to address them to me personally, though," said Fenella, "or they'll be put in a pile somewhere, and it'll be months before I get to see them."
"Okay," said Rod. "And hey, thank you again. You've made the children's day.
Goodness me, thought Fenella as she cycled home. He really is quite something. She was filled with a sense of joy she had not had for years, not even when she had first met Stephen. He's the kind of man I could fall in love with, she said to herself. But then she remembered. He was married, and probably had children of his own. He was out of the question. I must focus on myself and the adoption, she told herself. But nothing could stop her heart from singing as she arrived home and went straight to the phone to ring Teresa.